Grand Canyon University outfielder Brock Burton was an all-state player at Desert Vista High, a school of over 3,000 in the Tempe, Arizona area. Last summer, Burton played off-season ball down in Liberal, Kansas. This year, he's in our neighborhood, playing for the Eau Claire Express of the Northwoods League. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. The show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more info, or if you'd like to give, you can do so anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Brock is back on the show today, Brock Burton, after 40-plus games in the Northwoods League with the Express this summer. So, Brock, you were a terrific player at Desert Vista there in Phoenix area. Senior year, hit .405, All-State player, Regional Player of the Year. Tell me why you chose GCU to play baseball for their program, and were there other schools that were courting you?
I had a few options. U of A, Arizona, was talking to me, Long Beach State and New Mexico. But GCU was really kind of on my heart, and the scholarship that they had offered me was something that it's hard to turn down. But I picked the right place, and it's been an awesome first 2 years, and I can't wait to get back to school and start working at it again. So.
Yeah, and GCU, I believe, is the largest Christian school in America, something like 20,000 students there and many, many thousands more learning online. And the athletic program, D1 program, really growing out there in the Phoenix area. They even added D1 hockey to the school's program, what is it, a year or two ago. You've been to a Lopes hockey game, Brock?
No, I haven't, not yet. Maybe I'll catch one this year.
Okay, stay cool down there even in the wintertime. Well, you guys wound up last baseball season at GCU at 36-24. And just a couple of tough games in your WAC conference tournament. You made it to the final, but lost, I think, to Sacramento State in the final series. It would have propelled you had you won that to the NCAA tournament. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, that was a tough few days there because we won the first three games going into that championship game, feeling pretty confident, and then to lose both those games, it was kind of a tough pill to swallow, but I mean, it's only more fuel to the fire, and we'll be back next year stronger. And we feel pretty good about the guys that we're bringing back and the new guys that are coming in. And, you know, it's just more experience for us and learning about this conference tournament and how to go about it. And, you know, we'll be ready next year. So.
All right, Brock Burton, the outfielder with the Eau Claire Express, on the phone with me here on Sports and Commentary today. And, Brock, it's always exciting to hear how athletes and coaches from across the country came to a point of choosing Jesus as their Savior, allowing him to change their perspective on life and sport. What's your story with Christ?
So, I mean, I've always grown up in the church and gone to church with my family, but it really wasn't my decision to pursue Jesus until about eighth grade. And so that's the time where I just kind of, I went to this summer camp with my sister, and that kind of can just completely change my life. And I saw Jesus in a new lens and kind of understood more about him and what he did for us and how he loves us. And so it just kind of changed my whole perspective on life. And I kind of always thought that I'd been a good kid and stuff like that. But, you know, there's just things that you don't really understand until you take a look at Jesus and dive into the Word, that you just kind of start to see, like, all the love he has for you and forgiveness, that he died on the cross for us. And so then as I'm growing up, going into high school, I began to take it more seriously. I joined the FCA group at my high school, and I would go to, on Wednesday nights, I would go down to my church and hang out with the youth group and just kind of continue to grow and learn more about God and just kind of make new friends, connect with people who feel the same way. And in college, it's been a huge opportunity to go to a school that is a Christian school and there's chapel on Mondays and all that good stuff. So it's been a process, and there's days where I struggle and there's days that are good. You know how it is. We're human, but just to constantly pursue Him and dive into the Word, I think that's the most important thing for me is when I can start reading the Bible more often, I just feel more connected to Him. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you with that for sure. It sounds to me, Brock, like you've come to own your own relationship with Christ. Is that right?
Yeah. And, I mean, not that I used to be ashamed of Jesus, but now I'm open about it. And if anybody asks me about it, I'll tell them my testimony, my story. So I'm just excited that God would use me in a way that I could be on a platform. And I just want to be open to whatever He has for me. And I'm just excited about the future I have. And so, yeah, been good.
Yeah, it's been good to have you on the show. 6'1", 195-pound outfielder Brock Burton of the Eau Claire Express baseball team. I'm sure we'll catch up again on Sports and Commentary with you, Brock. Thanks again so much for spending this time with me.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.